بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martin. Hussein, Hussein has been slaughtered. Hussein, Hussein, true believer. Hussein, Hussein, are his
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love of Hussein. We all grew up with love of Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein. Thanks for love of 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 Hussein. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام على الحسين
وعلى علي بن الحسين
وعلى أولاد الحسين
وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم friends at home. May Allah bless you
and your families
and your community. Welcome to the 6th episode of Rise With Us, a program sponsored by Al-Kisra Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Center, and in partnership with CABTV. Special salam to the viewers of CABTV all around the world. How are you, Zahra?
Alhamdulillah, what about you?
Alhamdulillah. Are you watching the Majalis online these nights?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You know, it's a blessing to watch the Majalis, but it's really sad that some of us don't get the opportunity to attend the Majalis of Imam Hussein in person, right? Well, this current situation that we have, you know, we pray that inshallah it gets better so we get the blessing to attend the Majalis in person inshallah very soon. Let's begin our program by taking our hearts to Karbala and doing tabassul to Imam Hussein and asking him inshallah that he becomes a wasila, that all the people who are sick get better, and inshallah, very soon we all have the chance to visit the land of Karbala.
Here I lie, ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Here I lie, ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Oh my uncle, there's my blood, let me see you one last time. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. Oh, there will be pains for you when no one remains for you. When no one remains for you.
So Zahra, there is a beautiful verse in Quran that says, "أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها." And whomever does one good thing, Allah multiplies it by 10.
Wow.
That's the grace, graciousness of Allah, the lutf of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. But what about, like, you know, when we do something bad? Do you think Allah multiplies that by 10 too?
No.
For the bad or mistake that, you know, we make, Allah just says, okay, only one. And then many times when we do good things, al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Because of our good deeds, the bad things are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight, we're going to be talking about good deeds. The good deeds that Allah says, I'll multiply it by 10. So, Zahra, can you tell us some ways that you try to do good deeds at home?
Well, I try to help as much around the house, like cleaning up and washing the dishes. And try and pray on time.
That's good, praying on time, praying with your parents on time. Alhamdulillah. How about different ways that you can do good deeds at Rise Academy and your school?
Well, you can not be a distraction to yourself and others, so you can let your teacher teach in peace, because if you don't, it's going to be a lot harder.
Okay, so that's good. What else? Like, what if you do something good that inspires others, motivates others to do good things at school?
Well, you shouldn't boast about it, because that's not really counting as a good deed. It shows that you're only doing a good deed to show other people that you do good deeds. But when you don't tell, you're being modest. And when you're being modest, that's good.
Very good. Very good. And what about our community? What are some ways that we can do good deeds in our community, in our masajid, in our Islamic centers?
Well, a lot of times Saba does drive-through. So you can maybe give food to the people who need it, who are less privileged than you are.
Very good. Did you know there is a drive right now as we speak, as we record this thing, there's a drive at Saba?
Really?
Yes, I think they're collecting items to send to the needy families. Those who, as you said, not privileged to have many of the blessings that we take as granted in life. Even when we talk about those blessings, we forget that, you know, even our hands are a blessing. But you know, there are some people who don't have two hands. They're not, maybe like they're born with a disease, or maybe they had a car accident. You know, every day that I wake up, when I open my eyes and I can see everyone, I say Alhamdulillah that I can still see the beautiful creation of Allah. What if one day we wake up, we open our eyes, and we can't see anything? How would you feel?
I would feel overwhelmed that I can't even see the edge of my bed.
Yeah. So just that the eyes, that something that we take as granted. We look around, we look to the right, we look to the left, we can see everything. Some people don't have that blessing. Or they had the blessing, but the blessing was taken away from them. Or some people have the blessing of being healthy, right? But then some people like me, become ill, and that blessing is temporarily taken away from them. What are some ways that we can help those people?
Well, one way is you shouldn't make fun of them. If you come across someone with that kind of disability, you shouldn't make fun of them, because it's going to make them uncomfortable and they're going to feel bad at the way they look.
Yeah. Or what if someone is sick in the hospital? Like, what is it that we can do to help them? What is a good deed?
Well, there's a lot of places where you can volunteer.
You can volunteer, very good. What else?
You can help.
You can help. And like when it's safe to do so, we go visit them, right? The concept of ayada in Islam, that you go and visit someone who was sick. Did you know every day after the morning, the Fajr prayer would end in the Masjid al-Nabi, the Prophet would ask around, like, is there anyone who is ill that we can go visit him? So there are many different ways that we can do good deeds. But speaking about, like, you know, visiting people who are sick, we're going to watch a little clip about visiting those who have been infected by this disease that is going around like these days. And there are people who went there to visit them. Let's go ahead and watch this clip.
امام رضا قربون کبوترات یه نگاهی هم بکن به زیر پات من اومدم پیش تو زانو زدم خودمم خوب میدونم چقدر بدم خبر دارم از همه دل میبری دلای شکسته رو خوب میخری قرارم صاحب اختیارمی واسه من همین بس کنارمی.
What a beautiful clip. What you just saw was some of the khodam of Haram of Imam Reza taking the tabarruk from the Haram and giving it to the people who were ill in the hospital. And again, let's thank Allah for all the blessings that we have. Thank Allah for the blessing of having a hand, being able to smell, being able to speak, being able to hear. Many blessings that we take as granted. How about the blessing of having your mom and dad with you? Have you thanked Allah today that you have your mom and dad with you? I would say, wherever you are after this episode, go ahead and kiss the hands of your mom and dad and thank them for being the special blessing of Allah and for the love that they give you. So another way that we can help is helping to spread the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So can you give us an example of how we can help spread the message of Ahlul Bayt?
So Saba has an event called Hussein Day, and a couple of Rise Academy students collectively designed water bottle labels. Some students pasted them, other students handed them out, and I had the opportunity to give a speech about Imam Hussein.
Alhamdulillah, yes, you gave a very good speech. She gave a speech in downtown San Francisco. Well, other non-Muslims were there, and she was talking about the message of Imam Hussein, and non-Muslims were listening to her, like, wow, okay. So they were learning about Imam Hussein. Some students handed out flyers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that we had Hussein Day, because Hussein Day was not just Sabah, it was like many other centers in the Bay Area coming together, working on collaboration to spread the message of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. That was a very, very beautiful event. Now, there are many other ways that people help those who are in need. There are many charities. There are people in our own communities that know people in other countries or other parts of the world that need help. Sometimes they collect food items for them, sometimes as clothing, sometimes as money. Sometimes they educate and train them. Did you know that? So we're gonna watch a clip of a very, you know, a place that, you know, again, children living in those areas don't have many of the blessings that you and I have living in our countries, in our homes. And it's important to remember them. You know, there is something, you know, in social studies, I'm sure you learned about the difference between need and want, right? What is a need?
Need is something like you have to have. Like, let's say you have to have books for learning. Or you need to have a teacher for learning.
Okay, and what about a want?
A want is something that you don't really need to have. It's not necessary to live with, but you want it. Like, let's say I want this mug, but I don't really need it.
Very good. So, for example, we need food, we need shelter, right? But we don't need some of the items that we have. We don't need to buy a brand new toy. But sometimes, like, we want to buy a brand new toy. But at that time, that's the moment to remember. Instead of buying this brand new toy, I can donate the money to a child or to a family who may not even have food. I enjoy playing with the toy, but there are some children that don't even have dinner tonight. And then I think, maybe I don't want this, and I want to use it to help those who are in need. Let's go ahead and watch this clip. What do you think about the clip that you watched? You know, alhamdulillah, you and I and all the children at home have the blessing of having many things that we need. Our parents work really hard to provide for our families. You know, we live in homes that, you know, a lot of, like, you know, items are there to make sure that we live a comfortable life. But remember those who
don't have that.
Remember the children around the world that may not have the blessings that we have. Remember the children in Yemen. Have you ever heard of people who are trying to collect money to help the children in Yemen?
Yeah.
Have you tried helping them?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. I know, like, I think your father was very involved in helping the children in Yemen. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. Zahra's father was very active in helping, like, the children of Yemen. And many of our parents in our communities are active in, inshallah, trying to come up with ways to help different people around the world who need help. And I hope and I pray that all of us get, you know, involved in that. Maybe one small way to do it is to have a small sadaqah box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every day you put some money in it. And when it's full, you give it to one of these charities. And inshallah, they use it in a very good way. Okay, it's time for our majlis, led by Mawlana Abuzar Wahidi. Tonight's majlis is a very special majlis because it's dedicated to a very special lady who went through a lot of hardship. And we talked about hardship, we talked about helping other people tonight. This lady went through so many tragic events and hardships that she's known as Ummul Masa'ib, the mother of tragedies. And even though she was going through a very hard time, at the hardest time, she would still help the people around her. And yes, I am talking about Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha. I invite you to the majlis tonight dedicated to the daughter of Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ummul Masa'ib, Zainab, salamullah alayha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf alayhi salam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Basically, this ayah says that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses of the Holy Quran, are for intellectual people, for intelligent people. Islam is the religion of aql and ta'aql and intellect. Many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking people, don't you think, don't you reflect, don't you ponder? Even after the story of Prophet Yusuf in Surah Yusuf, the last ayah of Surah Yusuf says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That means the story, the stories of Quran, this beautiful story, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, is not a bedtime story. That the story of life. This is the lesson of life. We can learn so many things from the lessons of Quran and from the stories of Quran. But for who? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of intellect, the intelligent people. So Imam Ali alayhi salat wa salam says in Nahj al-Balagha, whenever you heard something, a news, you heard a hadith or something, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُوهُ عقل رعاية لا عقل رواية. You look at the hadith, you look at the news, you look at the ayat of Quran, not just because this is a hadith. Think about it. Pay attention to it. Like the story of Karbala, from the beginning until the end, from the time that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam left Medina and he went to Mecca and all the way from Mecca to Karbala. And in the day of Ashura, all these speeches, all the fights, every single companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the family members of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, after the Shahada of Imam al-Husayn, after the martyrdom of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, and when they captured the members of the family of the Holy Prophet, the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, they took them to Kufa and then to Sham. What happened there? Subhanallah, when you listen, when you read the khutbah and the sermon of Sayyida Zainab in Kufa and in Sham, the sermons of Imam Sajjad, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, what you think, what you find, all you think, all you find is that we love Imam Hussein because everything makes sense. Because we love the Imam of the time. Now, brothers and sisters, who is the Hussein of this time? Who is the Imam of the time this time? Obviously, Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Whenever Imam Mahdi calls for help, he seeks for help. هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنِي هَلْ مِنْ مُعِينٍ يُعِينُنِي. Is there anyone to help me? Are you going to raise your hand? No matter what you're doing, maybe you're doing something very important. Are you going to leave whatever you have, whatever you're doing, in order to go to the Imam of your time, to answer his call, to sacrifice your wealth and yourself for the sake of the Imam of your time? Would you do it? Would I do it? Yes, inshallah, we will do it. This is the lesson that we learn from the Shuhada of Karbala, every single of them. From the 6 months old Ali al-Asghar, all the way to Zuhair, to Zuhair Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi, which was an old man who sacrificed his life for the sake of the Imam of his time, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
The masaib that we hear, the masaib that we hear, Zainab saw them with her eyes, Zainab saw them with her eyes.
Mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab.
The story of the burned door, the tight hands of Murtaza, the bruises on the face and the broken chest of Zahra. The masad that we hear, the masad that we hear, Zainab saw them with her eyes, Zainab saw them with her eyes.
Mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya
Zainab. The story of Murtaza, struck in Masjid Kufa, the arrows on the coffin of Imam Mujtaba. The masar that we hear, the masar that we hear, Zainab saw them with her eyes, Zainab saw them with her eyes.
Mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab.
The story of Karbala, the throat of Ali Asghar, the two hands of Abul Fazl, and the body of Akbar. The story of Abdullah, the loneliness of Hussein, the story of Qatligah, the martyrdom of Hussein. The masar that we hear, the masar that we hear, Zainab saw them with her eyes, Zainab saw them with her eyes.
Mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab.
The looting and the burning of the tents in Karbala, the heads on top of the spears in the city of Kufa, the tragic story of Sham, the loneliness of Zainab, the death of the little girl in front of Lady Zainab. The masar that we hear, the masar that we hear, Zainab saw them with her eyes, Zainab saw them with her eyes.
Mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab, mazlume ya Zainab.
As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, as-salamu alayka ya Sayyidin Wasi, السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة الصالة العالمين السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته
Once upon a time, a child was born called Zainab. She was a daughter of Fatima, the Lady of Light, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, the greatest supporter of the Prophet of Allah. She was also the granddaughter of the Prophet and Khadija. the greatest self-sacrificing lady of Islam. After the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there came a period of pain and suffering in the life of Sayyida Zainab. She stood by her mother as she fought for the right of Imam Ali's leadership. When her mother delivered the Fadak sermon, she was only 4 years old, but narrated the sermon so clearly and expressively that the people from Bani Hashim remembered it by heart. Hence, she was titled as Zainab, the narrator of traditions. The woman present at the Battle of Ashura in Karbala, Iraq in 61 AH were entrusted with a special mission to keep Imam Hussein's, peace be upon him, message alive. Under the guidance of Imam Zainal Abidin and the leadership of Lady Zainab, the women were to spread the message of Imam Hussein's sacrifice while they went through huge troubles and worries. Without the presence of the family of Imam Hussein and his companions, the Imam's sacrifices would have been laid to waste when it came to challenging corruption, as the Muslims would not have woken from their ignorance. The Imam and his supporters had fought in self-defense in the desert, sacrificing their lives to save the spirit of Islam. Rather than give in to corrupt rule of the evil Yazid, before he died, Imam Hussein gave his sister Lady Zainab the heavy mission of spreading the message of truth to the greater public. It was to a woman that the savior of Islam left the rest of his mission. Under the guidance of his successor, Imam Zainal Abidin, Imam Zainal Abidin, Lady Zainab, Lady Umm Kulthum, and the other woman carried out the task of spreading news at the darkest time of their lives, when their husbands, fathers, brothers, and sons had just been killed as they protected Imam Hussein. When the women and children were being paraded as prisoners, though the city's, the government's purpose was to hold them up as an example to those who would dare oppose Yazid. When they were meant to be a warning to others of humiliation and punishment that would be given out to anyone else who stood up to them. But Yazid's mission failed. The fourth Imam, Lady Zainab, and the group of women used their trials and tribulations to awake the Muslim community from its indifference to evil and matters of leadership. However, Yazid underestimated how intelligent, eloquent the imprisoned women were. Hence, these women and children in turn annihilated the vicious ways of Yazid and his likes by their eloquent sermons. Through their expressive speech and vivid words, they eliminated the terror from the hearts of the people and implanted courage and bravery against the despotic ruler. The women taught the ways of the great leaders. They taught the success of communities born into Islamic freedom. They taught the ability to believe in one's freedom for the sake of Allah. Lady Zainab and the women of Karbala with Imam Zainal Abidin brought forward a revolution that has lasted until today.
Sallallahu alayki ya Zainab. Salamullah alayha. What a beautiful majlis. If you would like to help by sponsoring these majalis, you can go to our website, kisakids.org. There's a link there that you can make a donation. The link is also provided in the description and YouTube and the chat section on Facebook. To make programs like this, to make majalis, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters work really hard. And if you would like to be part of this cause to help spread the message of Imam Hussein, I invite you to join us and inshallah support the majalis of Imam Hussein wherever they are, whether they're virtual or in person, whether they're in this country or any other country around the world. Our goal is to spread the message of Imam Hussein all around the world. Did you know that there are children born in South America and their name is Hussein?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know there are millions of people in Nigeria that on the day of Ashura, they come out to the streets and they do Azaw of Imam Hussein in their own native language? Yeah. The love of Imam Hussein is all around the world. You know, the soldiers of Yazid did everything they could to bury the name of Imam Hussein in Karbala, but they would have never thought that the name of Imam Hussein and the love of Imam Hussein is spread across languages, across cultures. Different people in German, in Japanese, they recite, you know, Noha and the Zikr Musibat of Ahlul Bayt. Did you know that? I was privileged to listen to his majlis in German. And there was Zikr Musibat of Imam Hussein in German. MashaAllah. You know, the language of the lover of Imam Hussein is a Husseini language. There's a statement that says, Hubbul Hussein yajma'una. The love of Imam Hussein unites us. So we're not Irani or Afghani or Pakistani or Indian or American or British. We are Husseini first, right? And we speak the language of Imam Hussein. And now there are some children that they can't speak or they can't hear, but you still see them expressing their love to Imam Hussein, even in sign language. So tonight, before we watch our children around the world speaking to Imam Hussein, we're going to watch a clip before that. Someone who is not able to hear is asked, if you see Imam Hussein entering the room today, at this moment, what are you going to tell him? Do you want to watch that clip? I'll be interested to see what she says. And after that, inshallah, we will take our hearts to Karbala and we will listen to the beautiful clips sent by children around the world. Just a reminder, if you would like to participate and send us your clips, you can send it to the email that you see at the bottom of the screen. And inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow after this. There are a few more clips and segments prepared by CAB TV. Special thanks to them for the beautiful clips that they make. Okay, inshallah, we will see you tomorrow for the 7th episode of Rise With Us. Assalamu alaik, ya Abu Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O Imam Hussein.
خیلی دوست دارم اونو دوباره تقدیم شما. من غلام نور کردم عاشق کربلا آخرش با تو همونی که میخوامی دلیل که میخوامی تا آخرش با چه سرزمین عشق یعنی تموم سال و همیشه میبرارم برای اولین آقای من زندگی و دست دارم تو این مسیر افتادم
Salamun alaikum. My favorite martyr from the 72 martyrs is Imam Hussein. He saved the Quran, he saved us from the evil ruler Yazid, and saved mankind. If Imam comes to meet me, I would be surprised. I would greet him with Salamun alaikum and I would take care of him and say thank you for being martyred to save us.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to speak with Hazrat Abbas and fight beside you. I wish my arms were cut off, not yours. I wish I died, not you. I wish I could get the water from the river for the children and women and more of the others that needed the water.
Allah Hafiz.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Art, and my hero of Karbala is baby Sukaina. Sukaina is a brave, courageous young hero of Karbala. She is an inspiration for all young girls. The light she started in Karbala has enlightened the entire world. It makes me cry. She was buried in the jail of Sharon without a coffin. I promise her legacy will never die. We, the lovers of Hussein, will continue her message till the day of judgment.
Assalamu alaykum ya Amir al-Mu'mineen ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Assalamu alaykum ya Fatima az-Zahra Sayyidati Nisa' al-Alamin. Assalamu alaykum ya Khadija al-Kubra Ummu al-Mu'mineen. Assalamu alaykum ya Hasan al-Mustafa. Assalamu alaykum ya Abdullah.
وعلى
وعلى
التي هلت بفنائك
عليكم مني سلام الله أبدا
ما بقيت وبقي الليل
والنهار
الله آخر الأهدي
مني سلامتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى عورات الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين خصوصا سيدي ومولا يا بالفضل الرفاع ابن أمير المؤمنين وأخي عزينا فأم الكسوم وبنتك سكينة جميل رحمة الله وبركاته.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to a message of Karbala. My name is Ali Mehdi Daya. My topic today will be around generosity and forgiveness. I have an ayah from Surah Hud that I'll read out. This is the translation. And O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to him. He will send you abundant rain and add strength to your strength. So do not turn away as criminals. So we as humans tend to think that when we have committed a sin, whether big or small, that we cannot be forgiven from Allah. And this is a wrong concept to believe. The only thing is, most people think that if we do repent, that they can keep on committing the same sin over and over again and repenting. But that's not how it works. Once you've committed the sin, the repentance is bound by the fact that you won't go back to that sin again. That's what the repentance holds. So if you do that and repent sincerely from the bottom of your heart, then Allah will actually forgive you. So Allah always gives second chances. This is narrated really beautifully by Hazrat Hur, who from the start was on Yazid's side, and he directed Imam Hussein's army towards Karbala in the first place. So on the night before Ashura, he heard cries of Al-Atash from the children, and he kept on going over what would happen when he died, what would happen on the Day of Judgment. And this really affected him. And finally, when he had committed to a decision, he asked his son to blindfold him. And he went bound in chains to Imam Hussein, like a slave, on his knees he went. He begged Imam Hussein for forgiveness and asked if he could be one of the first martyrs to fight. This was granted by Imam Hussein, and even though he was the leader of the army of Yazid, he still could repent, and he did it so sincerely that it was forgiven. As Hur approached the tent of Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein greeted him with a hug, like a long-lost friend, and this really illustrates the generosity of Imam Hussein. When Hazrat Hur asked to be a martyr, Imam Hussein not only granted him this, but allowed him to become the first martyr, which was really an honor for Hazrat Hur. The next day of Ashura, Hazrat Hur was the first martyr. And when he was martyred, Imam Hussein came running to the battlefield and brought with him Bibi Zahra's handkerchief, which he tied to Hazrat Hur's forehead. Hazrat Hur means free. And this was really illustrated by him on the day of Ashura. Thank you for listening. Inshallah, I'll see you next time on a message from Karbala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Salam alaikum, my dear friends. Thank you for joining us once again as we do crafts to help us learn lessons from Karbala. Now for today's craft, we're going to have to do a little bit of math. And I know what you're thinking, math? This isn't school. But I promise you, by doing the small equation, we'll understand today's lesson a little bit better. So for those of my older friends who are watching, maybe you've done some multiplication in school and you can answer this question for me. What is 1 times 10? Good, that's right. 1 times 10 is 10. Now, why am I asking you this equation? I'm asking you because this has to do with the promise of Allah that He makes in the Quran in Surah 6, Surah An'am, verse 160. In this verse, Allah says, whoever does a good deed, he shall have 10 times its like. So as you told me earlier, 1 times 10 is 10. So if I do one good deed, Allah's not going to give me one reward. He's not going to give me 2 rewards. He's going to give me 10 rewards. Subhanallah. Allah is so kind and so merciful to all of us. But what if I do a bad deed? Does that mean that I'm going to get 10 bad deeds? Well, let's see what Allah says in the Quran. In the same verse, he continues, and whoever comes with an evil deed will not be punished except the same amount, and they will not be dealt with unjustly. So, let me get this straight. If I do one good deed, I pick up one piece of trash, how many rewards do I get? 10. But if I do one bad deed, how many bad deeds do I get? 1. Subhanallah. Allah really is so kind and so merciful, and we are so blessed to have such a loving and kind and merciful Lord. Alhamdulillah. So, from this lesson, what can we learn? We can learn that we shouldn't take our good deeds lightly. We should try to do as much as we can. We should run to do good deeds, because every time I do one good deed, I'm getting 10 times the reward. And it's going to keep going and going and going. And so imagine if I do 10 good deeds, now for my older friends, you can tell me what 10 times 10 is, right? That's right, 100. So if I do 10 good deeds, I have 100 rewards. Wow, I need to really work on my good deeds and just keep going. And this is what we see when we look at Imam Hussein and his family and his companions and his children. They were doing good deeds everywhere. They were helping each other. They were reciting Quran. They were treating their parents with respect. They were helping their Imam. They were praying for each other. Wow. Imagine the amount of good deeds that they must have collected. And this is why they're in the highest levels of Jannah. And inshallah, by doing good deeds, we too can be in the highest levels of Jannah, along with Imam Hussein and his family and his companions and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt and the 14 Ma'sumin, inshallah. So for today's craft, we are going to be doing craft number 6 from the Kisakits Project booklet. Now, if you don't have the booklet, you can download it online for free from www.kisakits.org. Or if you'd like to purchase a hard copy of the booklet, you can purchase it on Amazon, and the link is down below. So, to do this project, we're going to need a few supplies. First, we are going to need this template, which you can find in the booklet. Okay. Then you are going to need some crayons, color pencils, markers, something to color with. You're going to need some scissors. And lastly, you're going to need either glue or tape. Okay. So I'll pause real quick so you can run and go get those supplies. Okay, so now that you have your supplies, we can go ahead and get started. The first thing we're going to do is we are going to cut along the lines. So we're going to cut out these two rectangles, okay? So remember, before we begin, we need to say it with me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We begin with the name of Allah, the All-Kind, the All-Merciful. Now, I'm going to take my scissors and I'm just going to cut along the rectangle, the lines to make two rectangles, okay? Now remember, if you're one of my younger friends and you're going to be using scissors, make sure your parents are nearby so they can help you, okay? We have to always make sure to be careful. And as I'm cutting, I'm reciting my salawats or my zik or my surah of the Quran. Okay, so now that I have my two pieces, the next step is to do an accordion fold. Now, remember we learned a couple of days ago that an accordion fold means that you're folding in alternate directions. So I'm going to start by folding the heart. You see how there's an invisible line here where it's half the heart? I'm going to fold so that I'm exactly at that point, okay? So if you look at where I'm folding, you'll see very carefully the heart is facing me and I'm folding right along the line so that it matches the fold. Yeah, maybe again, if you're younger, maybe what your parents or your older siblings can help you with this step. Okay, so I have my first fold. Now I'm just going to continue doing an accordion fold all the way. Okay, so now that I've finished my accordion fold, you'll see it opens up like this, like an accordion. And I'm just going to do the exact same thing for the second strip that I cut out. Okay, so now I have two of my hearts that are folded in accordion style. So now I'm going to cut them out, okay? And to do that, I'll just make sure I have my fold. Okay, I'm folded. I have my this part on top. And I'm just going to cut along these lines. That's it, just two simple cuts. And this part might be a little bit hard because you have a lot of paper stacked up. So again, you might need help cutting at this stage. All right, and once I've done that, look at that. I have my heart. And I'm going to do the same thing over here. So, remember we said one good deed is equal to 10 good deeds. When I put these together, I have 10 good deeds. SubhanAllah. Now, the next step is for you to color these hearts and decorate them however you like. And what the other thing you're going to do is on each heart, you're going to write one good deed that you can do. So let's brainstorm together. What are some good deeds we can do? Very good. Listening to our parents and helping them. That's an amazing deed that you can do. What else? Right? We can recite some Quran. We can pick up trash. We can help our grandparents, maybe bring them some water. Those are all excellent ideas. So you can think of 10 good deeds that you can do. And once you've done that, you're going to color and you're going to decorate. And you're going to get something that looks like this. You can see I put all of my good deeds that inshallah I'm going to try to do on these hearts. And now I'm going to stick these hearts together. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to use tape or glue. Today I will use glue. And I'm just going to glue on one end. Take a little bit of glue, put it on here. And then I'm going to just connect my heart chain. Ta-da! And just like that, I have a chain of good deeds. What happened? I started off with one good deed. Right? What was my good deed? Let's see. I have on here, help my parents. And as a result, I have a chain of 10 good deeds. Because we learned that Allah says in the Quran that if you do one good deed, He will give you 10 times the reward. So inshallah, this chain of hearts can be a reminder for me that I should be doing good deeds all the time. Because the more good deeds I do, the more rewards I get. And inshallah, this will help me to become like the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and like the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Alright, thank you for joining us today. Inshallah, I will see you again soon for another craft to learn another lesson from Karbala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Whenever there was a meeting, Mahdi used to come before anyone else. And he would go to a corner and perform 2 rak'at salah. And we asked him, why do you do this? He said, I perform salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our meeting. Mahdi loved performing salah. And later on, he became one of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless his soul. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. We look forward to being a guest at your house tomorrow night. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum. 10 years after the martyrdom of Mahdi and Majid, their father used to say that, I went back and I thought and thought and thought to think of one time that either Mahdi or Majid had said something disrespectful or done something that was disrespectful to me or their mother. And I couldn't remember anything. Mahdi and Majid were always very, very respectful towards their parents. Mahdi and Majid later became some of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless their souls. I hope that you enjoyed our episode tonight. We can't wait to be a guest at your house tomorrow night with another episode of Rise With Us. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Assalamu alaikum. Allah